What's going on, guys? Jason here with Stupid Politics. I just want to go over this Fox News article from last night. Before I do, I want to let you guys know you can go to Facebook and go to look up Stupid Politics Podcast. And on there, you can like and follow our page for memes and news articles and when we post new videos, not videos, podcast. When we make new episodes, we'll post it on there, on the link and everything, so you can watch it. But without further ado, let's get into this. So it says, Revolutionary Communist Party USA leader endorses Biden, warns followers against protest vote. Which, I mean, surprise, surprise, but not really, because, I mean, at least I knew, I'm sure you guys do too, there's communists on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, there's just communists in our government, period. That's what they said they was going to do after the Cold War, and look, they're doing it without a lot of people realizing it, under our noses, basically. So, yeah, I mean, that really ain't a surprise to me, but let's continue. Let's read this article here. Says the head of the Revolutionary Communist Party USA is urging members to heed to the polls in November to cast their votes for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden, arguing that while Biden still represents a murderous system of capitalism and imperialism, he is a better choice than President Trump. In a lengthy email to his followers, which was also posted on the Revolutionary Communist Party USA's website, Bob Avitkin said that ousting Trump from the White House was too important of a goal. At this critical hour, every appropriate means of nonviolent action must be utilized to remove this regime from power. Avitkin wrote, and if in spite of mass protests demanding the removal of Trump and Pence, of the Trump and Pence regime, this regime remains in power when it is time for voting, then without placing fundamental reliance on this, using all the appropriate means to work for the removal of this regime must include voting against Trump, assuming the election is actually held. Pfft, whatever. To be clear, he added, this means not a protest vote for some candidate who has no chance of winning, but actually voting for the Democratic Party candidate Biden in order to effectively vote against Trump. Avitkin, who founded the party in 1979 and has a controversial past that includes a prison sentence for desecrating the American flag and support for Peru's Shining Path guerrillas, wants his followers to know that he is not endorsing Biden, but that he sees this election as choosing a lesser of two evils. Pfft, whatever. Come on. You know this was planned, and he says that so that way when people like me and Trump say that he's endorsed, he can technically say he's not endorsed, but you know what I mean. I mean, it's not a surprise, and this election is just like 2016. It's just as important, because without Trump winning, they would take our guns, our free of speech, make us have a chip in us, and they would take our capitalism away, school choice away, and all that. And our tax money is going to have to pay for illegal immigrants. Lawyers, court fees, all that. Illegals will be allowed to vote. All this. You don't believe me? Just go over and look at Bernie's, whatever. I forget what it's called. It's their the thing they did together. I don't know. Just look up Biden, Bernie, I can't think of it, dang it. But it's there, it's all there. Biden is not better than Trump in any meaningful way, except that he is not Trump and is not part of the move to consolidate and enforce fascist rule with everything that means, he said, the struggle against this fascist regime needs to include voting against Trump by voting for Biden. and being prepared to carry forward this mass mobilization if Trump loses the election but refuses to leave. According to the most recent average of polls taken by Clear Politics, Biden maintains a 7-point lead over the president. Yeah. They said that last election, too. Come on. We ain't done. We know Trump is in the lead, but you're suppressing polls, so we don't go and vote. I mean, come on. I don't know why they're still trying to do the same tactics as last time. I had a phone call. But yeah, it's a short little episode today, but I just kind of want to go over that and remind you that this election is not just over two names, but is over our freedom and the communists taking over. And by the way, it's just as important to get Congress and Senate than it is to make President Trump reelected, because if they take over the Senate and keep Congress, he's still same as not elected. They're going to impeach him. You know he will. So make sure and go out and vote this November for your Republican pick, whether you like him or not. I know I'm not happy to vote for Braun and Holcomb, which Braun is one of our senators, and Holcomb is our governor. And the reason I don't like voting for Braun is because he said that he supports Black Lives Matter, and also our governor, because he was wanting to put on harsh consequences for not wearing a mask out in public. Of course, that's in my episode of Face Mask Madness. If you'd like to, go check it out. There's more. It's more descriptive in there. I'll leave you with that now. I'm going to go take a swim. So thank you. And remember to go check out our Facebook page at Stupid Politics Podcast.